once again, welcome everyone to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. I'm Philip Collins here with Jeff Bassano in Los Angeles, Joel Anastasi sitting to my right, Sam, and Omar Prince, our social media publicist in New York. So we have every continent, every edge of this continent covered. We have the middle of the United States and Illinois with us as well. And others will be gathering us as we come along. I'm going to let you know that next Thursday we will not be having a gathering of the Angel News Network, but the following Thursday we'll be bringing in Archangel Michael with a Michael gathering with Transchannel Jeff Bassano, who's on the line in Los Angeles. Tonight I'm going to go in trance and bring in the frequency, the consciousness of the archangelic realm of Uriel, and let them identify themselves. And we will go through some of these blogs and allow this energy to interface with it, with the representation of the feminine energy by Sharon Ann Meyer, known as Sam, and Joel Anastasi. We can pause between each one and you can ask questions. Just hit star 6 to do that, or to raise your hand in the classroom, or you can wait to the end to hold a question whenever they will allow Q&A. Okay, so if you just allow me 1 second to go into trance, and we shall begin. Before we begin, I'm being asked for us to just have a moment of centering ourselves. You can just get comfortable if you're seated in the chair. And connect yourself, your feet, if you will, with the frequency and the energy of the surface of the planet. Take a deep breath through your nose and let it out through your mouth with the sound of ah. Breathing in through the nose. Drop the jaw. One more time, breathing in. Through the nose, drop the jaw. One final time, breathing in through the nose. Drop the jaw. And let go of any aspects of the 3D. Emotions, the thoughts, and join our energy tonight with these higher realms who are here to maintain and sustain us. Give me 1 moment to go into trance, please. Greetings, beloved. Humans, being human, we of the archangelic realm of Uriel come to you at this most auspicious time within the evolution of your planet and your species upon and within, dear ones, this planet you have chosen to be a part of. It has been a mighty journey for the evolution of this particular planet, seeded by 12 various star systems, and the creation of humanity in combination with other advanced civilizations upon the surface of this particular planet. You have all chosen, dear ones, to sign, if you will, to agree to a human contract of being human on this particular planet. We of the archangelic realm of Uriel assist and maintain and sustain all life forces within and upon this planet. This is our mission. We have been with you from the early evolution and creation of the planet itself and you, the beings upon it. The humans, the animals, the plants, the minerals, all of you being conscious beings. You're coming to a mighty disposition and finality of you being here, dear. You are in the final throes, if you will, of the evolution of this particular planet returning to light from whence it came, thus you joining within that journey. You all came from light and love, frequencies of light and love, and you all are within the process of returning to that light, dear ones. You are returning to a light force in effect. This will be a final 2,000-year cycle within your Earth years, your Earth counting of time and distance. Thus, in turn, everything and everyone upon the planet will be of the frequency of light, or you will not be here. But through your freedom of choice and your freedom of will, you will be given a dispensation to finish your journey elsewhere in another solar system within this galaxy or elsewhere if you so choose. For those of you who choose the process called ascension, moving into a higher frequency of existence by raising your consciousness, by raising your vibratory frequency formatting, it is a time to end the incarnational cycle. It is a time for the final hurdle of death, physical death, as you have known as physical death, to come to an end. Your multi-lifetime experiences on this planet have simply been a learning tool, a university of learning to love, dear ones. This is coming to an end for many of you. The upheaval, the chaos that you see within your planet at this time is a final healing of that process. Things may appear more chaotic than they have ever been, dear ones, but they are not. You are aware and awakening to what is happening from the gifts we of the Archangelic Realm of Uriel have gifted to you within your cyberspace, your internet connections, and your forms of communication, which are advancing as we speak. That is not to say that these forms of communication have not been corrupted, but they are largely here to free you from the bounds of the 3D. We ask that you become aware of the gift of the internet and cyberspace to free you from the frequency you exist within through your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality at this time, and recapture and regain it through your relationship with self, self being a reflection of all that there is. As many of you are aware, your planet is going through this process at this time. For those of you who are conscious and aware of this, you're becoming aware of certain cosmic events, such as eclipses, solar, lunar, and configurations of other planets within your solar system and your galaxy are taking place at this time to join in unison, dear ones, to assist you within this evolutionary path of ascension, moving into a higher form of existence. Pay attention to these energies and these events. They will affect your relationship with self, thus others. They will allow, if you so choose, for your freedom of choice and freedom of will, to move into a unified field of we consciousness. It is a mighty, marvelous time for the planet and humanity as you move from a carbon-based reality back into your crystalline, formless reality, which is your eternal state of being. This process will take place through the human contract that you've agreed to, through the relationship with self, mirroring out to others in what has been called world service, dear ones. The world service will ratchet out beyond this planet and to other planets within your solar system, out into your galaxy and beyond. It is a mighty, mighty experiment you have signed out upon. What we will be experiencing tonight are eternal, ancient truths, tenets, codes that will assist you within the process. There will be shares for the balance of the masculine and feminine energy. We will elaborate upon them, and you will be given an opportunity to ask any questions in your individuated state or collective state as to exactly what these wisdoms, these messages, if you will, mean for you individually or for humanity or the planet itself collectively. Let us begin, dear ones.
These are called Bountiful Blogs, and this is the first one. The title is Understanding Oneness. We are just beginning to understand the mystery of oneness, whereby a thread of contact between each life and its source serves to connect all on this planet, in this solar system, in the galaxy, in this universe.
Dear ones, you are all made of the same cosmic stuff. You're all made of a foundation of energy based upon love, the highest frequency within creation. What you choose to do with that energy through your freedom of choice and freedom of will is up to you. But the base foundation of that energy is the oneness. You have chosen, through being human on this particular planet, to often learn what is and reminding this through what is not. This has been an arduous journey for you. But through your disconnect of higher realms in the past, it was the only way you could effectively and permanently master this wisdom of oneness by experiencing all of the aspects of it in between. It is not simply a matter of saying, we are all one, which is true. It is a matter of knowing the components leading to that oneness. And understanding it is the energy itself that is the oneness, and what you do and be within that energy is simply up to you. Are there any needed questions or clarifications about this concept of oneness, dear ones?
When you say that we experience oneness by experiencing all the components of oneness, which is, I guess, what we're doing as human beings, is that correct?
Yes, dear one.
Understanding
the reason that is so, and the reason that it is so is because of the disconnect of these wisdoms in the past from past golden ages. So your souls, in effect, dear ones, have chosen to learn this way. Can you take responsibility, ownership of the way you have chosen to learn, to accept it through compassion, to forgive it, and allow that process to take place?
So then we experience things that we call goodness, and we experience things that are called evil.
That are all aspects of the same thing. Good equals bad. Problem equals solution. Darkness equals light. Masculine equals feminine. Are you tracking with us, dear ones? Can you see it is all aspects of the same thing so that you will know the other? Imagine, dear ones, a room filled with light, bright white light. If that room was always filled with light, you would not know it was there. Through the darkness, you learn about the light within your humanity, dear ones.
So the evil becomes a teaching tool, so to speak.
Under the assumption that evil actually exists, dear ones. If you reverse the letters of evil, what do you get?
Well, live, but of course what I'm thinking of are monsters like Hitler, who becomes a teacher then?
Yes, dear one. Monsters, as you call this divine soul, made a choice to have this experience in combination with other divine souls to experience what was created the way it was created. It was all through a freedom of choice and a freedom of will. These may be challenging and somewhat complicated and convoluted for the human mind to exist. But your so-called Hitler did not create being himself alone. It took a collective acceptance of that to take place. Does that help you, dear one?
Well, what it leaves me with is the understanding and agreement. Yes, it's complicated.
There is a divine order to every choice that humanity is working at this time. When you understand there is a divine order and trust and surrender to that, and to understand the energetic principle of oneness, allow that to support you in your moments of doubt, fear, and ignorance, dear one.
Okay, thank you. You want to do number two, Sam?
Number two, one with all there is. When humanity becomes one with all there is, Source, God, we shall realize that we are truly all there is, Source, God. This is not blasphemy, but the fruit of total surrender to truth. Then we shall finally be free to be we.
So here you are, dear one, The Creator creating. Even though your religions have taught you otherwise, it's outside of yourself. You are the Creator creating. The aspect that humanity fears the most and is the most ignorant of is that self-empowerment of your creative ability and freedom of choice within you. This has kept you prisoner and entrapped, dear ones. The fact that you cannot fully accept to what you have been taught, that through the self-empowerment of you being the creator. As a result of this, you have many forces attempting to be in control of what they did not create. And dear ones, you cannot control what you did not create. You're creating your individuated reality. That is all you're being given the choice to control. You do not have the ability to control others, even though there have been many attempts, and there continue to be these attempts at present. Remember, you cannot control what you did not create. But you individually are creating your reality through your emotions and thoughts and physicality all the time. That you can control. Are there any questions?
Okay, no questions. Number three is titled Mother Love. True unconditional mother love is a direct connection and reflection of the cosmic love of which higher realms and source has for humanity. A love without control neither wounds nor needs. It is this permanent reconnection with unconditional love that will allow our destined ascension into higher self-existence. As our wounds and defenses now arise for healing, let us allow the balancing of the masculine and feminine energies, which is vital within our ascension process. Celebrate today this cosmic love reflection within Mother Love and know it is a pathway to our truth and oneness.
Dear ones, place your hands upon your heart. Take a deep breath. Feel our love for you. Our love that maintains and sustains your evolutionary process. We of the archangelic realms, those of the ascended masterships, the star realms, the seed of your planet, the inner earth civilizations, feel our brother and sister love for you, dear ones. It is that love that created you. It is that love that you truly are. You are loved. You are lovable. It is that component that has been missing for millennia within the relationship with self and humanity that has kept you in a state of separation and duality. The foundation of that separation, often leading to confrontation, has been the imbalance of the masculine and feminine energy, independent of your concepts of gender and sexuality, dear ones. This imbalance of the receptive feminine, the assertive masculine, has led to many of your wars and your isolation and separation from one another. Only through the cosmic and earthly balance of the masculine and feminine can you proceed, creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance, dear ones, is the pathway. Mother Love, within the confines of time and distance within the 3D realm, is one of the closest feelings and actions that humanity has in relationship to true cosmic divine love. A mother's unconditional loving of a child is the strongest element represented through the feminine energy. It is most divine, dear one. Are there any questions about this unconditional mother love?
So would it be astute to say that the balancing of masculine and feminine energies will be within everyone when we are finally all ascended?
It will be essential, dear ones, for within the realms that we reside, that balance is constantly in place. It cannot be otherwise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions? Okay, and we're moving on to Baltimore Blocks number 4, most important part of you. The most important part of you is your eternal connection to higher realms, the will, wisdom of Source, all there is. We can no longer go it alone. The reconnection to our higher self and Source will power us into our intended immortal beingness and service to oneness. The rest of us are a bundle of impulses, wounds, crowded with bits of human knowledge, which contains very little truth. Let us now know the reality of our higher self and Source and be free at long last.
Dear ones, it has been the connection to the higher realms that support humanity and the evolution of this planet that has allowed the manifestation of 6 previous golden ages, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, early Egypt, early Greece, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and the final age that you are experiencing at this time. It was the mental body disconnect to these higher realms that allowed the failure, if you will, the demise, if you will, of these past golden ages. What lays before you at this time is an opportunity for a permanent connection. It cannot be otherwise than us joining within we consciousness of our light bodies joining together in unconditional love. Again, it has been the separation of humanity with the higher realms, either the star realms again that seeded the planet, the archangelics, descended masterships or the inner earth realms that have maintained and sustained you. It's been the disconnect from these frequencies which have allowed magnificent advanced civilizations far beyond anything you're experiencing at this time. And what lays before you is something even more magnificent than what has been achieved in the past. For there can be a world of unity, equality, harmony, and balance in what has been called world service, which will ratchet out into solarcistic service with your sister planets, which each had civilizations upon them, seen and unseen, and out into your galaxies where there are billions of solar systems and suns for you to be in service to in an endless capacity. And for those of you who so choose to even move beyond and a galactic experience into a universal experience where there are billions of galaxies. Can you see the limitless capacity of creation, dear one, and the magnificent service that you can be of within it? Are there any questions about the connection to the higher realms in humanity, dear one, and how that plays within the evolution of you as individuals and a collective species?
We have a question here from Marie.
Maria, what can I do to reconnect?
There's nothing to do, dear one. There's only to be in surrendership and trusting of the reality. And when the mental body steps in and says, this is not true, surrender to it being true, dear one. For there is very little truth in your world at this time. There's much deceit and denial of the deceit. Through the connections that we are the higher realms, you're all within the process of becoming multidimensional, dear ones. The channel that we are coming through at this time and his colleagues and his brethren are not special individuals. They're simply showing you a way showing, a pathway of who you truly are. It is your destiny to connect with us all directly. And there, to trust and surrender will amalgamate into unconditional love and service, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes.
Well, Uriel, can't we give some more specific activities? For example, in the Ascension Handbook, there are all kinds of things that the Marys list for connecting with the cosmic consciousness, claiming our connection to Source, doing meditation, affirmations, dancing, chanting, praying. Doesn't all those things help?
What else would you suggest, dear ones? You seem to know.
Well, I'm trying to learn, too, because I realize that without that connection, we are what you say in one of these senses. The rest of us are a bundle of impulses, wounds, crowded with bits of human knowledge, which contains very little truth. Every week when folks come up here, like when we have the Michael meetings, each one of us are a bundle of impulses that are confused. We're disconnected from Source.
Through surrendering and trusting the connection, the activities that you are sharing can take place, dear one. But they cannot take place and be effective without a true connection and surrendering to the truth of that connection, dear one. And all of which you speak, through your breath alone and the balance of giving and receiving your breath, can be the connection. It can be as simple and as complicated as that. It can be through the connection of hugging a tree. It can be through the connection of gazing into another's eyes and seeing yourself. Once you trust and surrender to the connection, there will be a myriad of ways that will maintain and sustain itself. There will be a limitless capacity of them, dear one. All that you share and many others will come forth.
That's beautiful. Do you have any more to ask, Marie?
No.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Let
Thank
it
you.
Be what you, dear one, let it be what you resonate with it to be. Not what someone tells you it should be. Perhaps for you it will not be through the breath. Perhaps through you it will not be through a dance. Perhaps for you it might be through a drum beat. Allow it to unfold, dear one.
Come back and tell us how you did it, Maria.
Am I five?
Okay, number five is true alchemy defined. The holiest and highest form of true alchemy is when humanity shifts into knowing they are God power experiencing self. Know right here, right now, we are indeed destined to become co-creators with God, fulfilling the purity and destiny of the Creator's loving intent. True alchemy is not a secret formula to change base metal to gold. It is a spiritual, all-loving science of changing the illusionary image of humanity into the pure gold of the true being who you are. Then you'll be ready to have the empowered, compassionate dominion over self and earth.
Alchemy. So the gold has been you all along, dear one. The gold has been you accepting the truth of you being the creator creating, that you are the God force within. Dear ones, if God is all there is, then you're it. If God is all there is, then you are it. It is as simple and as complex as the human mind wishes to make it, dear ones. Spirituality and wisdom is not that complicated. What the human mind has difficulty in being and doing is taking the applied knowledge that you have, and you have much knowledge, and applying it into what would be called wisdom. You know war doesn't work. You know killing one another is not the solution. But it has not prevented you from being it and doing it en masse, even as we speak. Alchemy has always been a transmutation, the transforming of you into your eternal divine essence of Creator. You have been given that gift through your freedom of choice and freedom of will and in your human capacity through your emotions, creating thoughts, creating physicality, creating manifestations. In the beginning, you were given the power of the Word, which still maintains and sustains itself. But the Word now is divided within the emotion, the thought, the Word to the manifestation. Originally, when you spoke the Word, manifestation took place instantaneously. In effect, you're learning how to manipulate energy. That is what the Ascended Mastership has achieved. As long as there's no intention to harm others, this realm, this higher realm, the Ascended Mastership, can create whatever they need to be in service to humanity and the planet. They are showing you the way, dear ones, by once having been human and walked upon the surface of this planet themselves. They were human just like you. The Lemurians and many other advanced civilizations that live within the core of your planet once walked the surface of this planet just like you. They have made an alchemy shift into their higher selves and light bodies, thus made the decision and made it a priority within their lives to do anything necessary to evolve into a higher state of existence. That is the choice that is being given to you at this time, dear one. So we ask you, what do you choose through the process of alchemy? You becoming gold. Are there any questions?
That's a very beautiful and powerful teaching, Ariel. Are there any questions online? They have to hit part of star six, right?
No, everyone's
here. Okay. Anybody here?
Any questions online?
As you were talking, Uriel, it was very beautiful, but at the same time, I was thinking, you know, we should have a T-shirt printed up where we say, and on it we place, if God is all there is, then you are it, Archangel Uriel. Okay, anybody ready for number you?
I did just want to mention that we have been taught that energy is focused consciousness, and what we concentrate on, we feed with our energy. Would you care to comment on that?
That is correct, dear one, would be our comment. Through your emotions and your thoughts and your consciousness, that is how powerful you are in creating. Can you take responsibility and ownership of what you call the good and the bad, which are aspects of the same thing, within your lives? That ownership will free you from the victimhood of your existence, the victimhood of lack and limitation, the victimhood of not being good enough or worthy enough, the need to have a wound, the need to create a wound, to create a defense around the wound. All these things can be healed through the ownership of who you truly are, through the ownership of knowing why you're here, through your talents and gifts, which you have been taught by many of the archangelic realms, such as Gabriel and Michael and Raphael. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. Are there any other questions? Any questions online? Okay, we're moving on to Bountiful Blogs number 6, University of the Spirit. Us. Beloved Saint Germain and other Ascended Masters conduct courses at the Etheric Royal Teton Retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for those pursuing a path of soul mastery, a key mission of the Angel News Network. At this University of the Spirit, souls are also tutored in divine illumination and the practical application of universal ideals and laws. If you resonate with this and wish to be tutored at your soul level at this etheric retreat, you can ask your higher self, angel guides, or we to escort you there in your light, finer body while you sleep.
How does that make you feel, dear ones, to know while you're resting, while you're moving from the 3D into your 4D, into your astral or psychic realm, and sometimes beyond, that there are these universities, if you will, these centers of learning and healing available to you? Does the mental body say this possibly cannot be true, that this cannot be available, that this is a figment of the imagination? Or does it resonate? Does it discern by saying, wow, let me try this. Let me request this. Let me surrender. Let me trust to this higher realm capacity. If you so choose, your freedom of will and choice to be a part of such endeavors as that of which we speak and many others which are available to you, you will go through a process of healing, of downloaded wisdom, which you may or may not consciously remember when you return to an awakened state. And you might ask yourself, Uriel, why can't we remember all this when we wake up? And the answer is because humanity has not advanced to a plateau of wisdom and consciousness to know it all within a conscious state. Dear ones, when you are asleep, you are awake. When you are awake, you are asleep. There's another t-shirt for you, dear ones. Trust and know that when you leave this frequency, you truly awaken, if you so choose, to the wisdoms and the healings of these higher realms. This requires trust and surrender. Are there any questions about this availability, dear ones?
In the Seven Sacred Flames, that wonderful book, many of the Ascended Masters invite us to do what you're saying here in this, to invite being taken to the various temples. I've been doing it for several years, and I am definitely one of those who never have any memory of any visitation of any of the temples in all the times I've requested it.
Dear ones, most of the world that exists in an unseen state, you're unaware of it. Until the invention of your microscope, you were not aware that there was a whole other unseen world of reality. Beloved, there is more of unseen reality than seen. Some of it is in a form state, and some of it is formless, which is your eternal state of being. Because you can't remember something happening does not negate it taking place. Because you cannot see us at this particular time does not negate our existence. So you may ask, Uriel, how do we know you exist? By simply feeling and listening to what we are saying, and if it resonates, and if your discernment, how you think about it, how you feel about it, seems true, and you apply it, and there is an effect within your life, then that is the proof of our existence, dear one. Does that help you?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Okay, Bountiful Blog number 7, Master Teachers. Masters and Master Teachers do not identify themselves. They recreate themselves in silence. Use your discernment with anyone who calls themselves a master teacher or a master otherwise.
Dear ones, the ascended masters who we have discussed at this time, who were once human, often work with humanity directly, come back into physical formats to assist governments, religions, educational institutions, medical institutions, even corporate institutions. They do not appear as the master. Use this word with care. But the signal of the master is the desire, is the responsibility to replicate themselves. That is how they will know. That is how you will know that they exist. Are there any questions about mastership?
Any questions? Maria has another question.
What did you mean by replicate themselves?
They teach others by giving them tools to become who they are. They create a pathway through wisdom and tools to show the way. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. I sort of wanted the same thing.
Okay, moving on to Bountiful Block number 8, Ownership. Give to we within higher realms your problems, and we shall give you your victory, but we shall not take your responsibility from you. That we cannot do. Everyone's problems are his or her world because his or her own creation built these problems. And we urge you not to blame somebody else for what's in your world. Face your I am presence honestly and say, it's my creation. Either I built it or I opened the door and let it in. And if I created it, I can uncreate it. That's how powerful you are. Through ownership, you will set yourself free.
It is the missing mass, missing ingredient in humanity and mankind, dear ones. Ownership. For ownership requires that you realize how powerful you are. Ownership requires that you are the creator creating. Ownership requires the dissolution of victimhood. Ownership is self-empowering, constructive. Victimhood is destructive. Can you begin to see the essential aspect of integrating and applying the concept of ownership? So your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you're bringing in circumstances, the choice of your parents, your, quote, accidents, your coincidences, your synchronicities, your circumstances, to learn the way you need to learn, what you need to learn, when you need to learn it, where you need to learn it, how you need to learn it, dear ones. Are there any questions about this?
Any questions online?
Number 9 is titled The Source of All Life. Whatever and whoever denies all there is, the source of all life and light, they can only exist as long as the energy which they have already received can sustain them. Because the moment an individual, group, or nation, or civilization denies the very source of life, that instant, the inflowing stream of life energy is cut off, and it can only continue to function until the force, which has already been accumulated, becomes exhausted. The collapse and self-annihilation of these are inevitable. This is the reason for the destruction of all past golden ages, the disconnect from source. We are now being given the teachings and tools to maintain and sustain a permanent connection to Source during the creation of our next final golden age.
It's all there in that paragraph, dear ones. The essential aspect of the connection to the higher realm to maintain and sustain you. Again, you're given a supply of energy that can be just to one incarnational cycle or a part of it, or it can be for each eternity. What you do with it, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, through your emotions, your thoughts, your physicality, is up to you. It is as stated, if it is not in concert with the connection of the higher realms from which it came, in combination with the central core of the planet, it will only be for that particular incarnational cycle. That just defined how death creates itself. It also gives you the formula definition of immortality. Through the connection of the permanent connection to the higher realms, which is your destiny to achieve, there lies your immortality. There lies your eternity, if you will. You're given a supply of energy that you will do with as you choose through your freedom of choice and freedom of will with each cycle. So we ask you, how have you been using your energy in the past and the present, and how would you like to change the use of that energy and what you call your future? Knowing, dear ones, that the past, the present, and the future are all now. Are there any questions about this?
Uriel, you're making such a powerful point about how we must connect with Source. And for some reason, I mean, of course I've been reading that since I was a little boy through the Catholic Church, but for some reason in the past few months, that has been such a powerful thought in my mind, is to consciously connect with my higher self and Source every single morning. What might you say about, first, the importance of doing that, and secondly, how we might do that?
By accepting and trusting that it is true. By accepting and knowing that you are Source, creating itself.
Do prayers and affirmations assist with that?
If you so choose. But we would not use the word must in this. If you so choose to maintain and sustain the connection, you don't have to do anything, dear ones. That is the learning tool of a freedom of choice and freedom of will. An affirmation or a prayer or a meditation or a breathing technique or a yoga position or a healing touch assist you, as you would say in your vernacular, go for it.
But isn't it valuable to consciously connect with intention to Source?
By trusting and surrendering to that conscious process, the connection will take place, dear one.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions? Any questions online? Okay, moving on to Bountiful Blocks number 10, Divine Love. Divine love contains perfect activity in every sacred second of the God within. When we enter the conscious path to self-mastery, we understand and know. We declare, we demonstrate divine love from now on. For divine love contains wonder-filled wisdom and perfect power. It is composed of wondrous wisdom and already power of the God Hour. When we manifest enough divine love and send it out, we demand and command the love all around. So love your divine love immensely, and then nothing else can enter mentally but but love.
Imagine, dear ones, if all of you simultaneously demanded and commanded cosmic love. What's missing within that is not knowing what it is. Not really understanding that it is an energetic building block of everything. That you are components of love, that you are loved, that you are lovable. That the foundation of your existence is to return to that state of love from which you came. You have created many aspects that you would not describe as love, simply in order to know what love is. But that way of learning, if you will, is coming to an end. You're entering a process of your evolution where you do not have to learn what is through what is not, but you are in, as you would say, the throes of it at this time. So what does love feel like to you? What does love and how does love demonstrate itself within your life? You might, if you so choose, make a list at some point and ask yourself, what is love? What does love mean to me? What does the concept that I came from, a force, an energy, a consciousness, called love, how does that demonstrate itself or not demonstrate itself in my life? Through trusting and surrendering and applying the knowledge of love into wisdom, you can begin to see the relationship of wisdom and love. The reason there's not a lot of wisdom, applied knowledge in your world today, dear ones, is because there's not a lot of love. And you begin to see the connections. Because love is the foundation of everything. It affects your ability to achieve applied knowledge into wisdom or not. As many of you know, if you can't love yourself, you cannot love another. If you cannot love another, you create the world that you largely have now. So if you so choose, it is time to begin to ponder this thing called love and ask yourself, what does love have to do with it? Questions, dear
one? We have been told a lot, and we've discussed this a little bit in some of the divine discussions, that issue of demand and command. Gabriel said many years ago that we should demand and command the universe. And of course, that's a challenging idea for many of us.
Why is that challenging, dear one? What makes it challenging to command an aspect and demand an aspect of self?
Because
what would prevent it?
Because we don't see that as an aspect of self. I think we. I'll speak for myself. I think of myself as being less than the powers of the universe. So the idea of demanding and commanding it, I'd have to see myself as God and love myself as that way. And I guess I don't see myself as God.
The lack of love is the foundation of it, then, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Back to love. It all returns to love. It's in so many of your songs, beloved humans. It's probably the most misused love in your languages. So here's another T-shirt. What's love got to do with it? And see what answers to that question you come up for yourself and those in the world around you, dear one.
Everything, right?
If you so choose.
Okay.
I've come to know that it's all about love and that we're here to be that love, to love everyone unconditionally as we love ourselves. And I'll just share one of the one of the things that I did to come to know that was to have a son that transitioned into the ethereal realm and began speaking to me. But during that time, I realized that we've all been conditioned since birth to not trust love, to not trust other people, to not trust our oneness. And so for me, it was a matter of reconditioning myself by reading books such as The Science of Mind and A Course in Miracles and doing meditations. And I got to the point where I felt that divine love and that connection with Source. So I think for many of us, it may just be a retraining of the nervous system and the mind. Would you care to comment on that, Uriel?
Now move those words, my dear, from your mind into your heart, and you will never have to repeat those words again.
So I'll never have to share them again?
You will never have to repeat them again. You will not need them.
Okay.
Much of your spiritual platitudes and seeking is confined to the mental body, which many of you know is moving back into service to your wise, applied, knowing heart. Now, these are just words for some of you, dear ones. Do not judge or shame or blame that, but just become conscious and aware of it and allow it to shift. For when it becomes, when it actually moves from the mental body, from the mind, from the human mind, into the knowing, wise heart, it instantaneously becomes applied. It moves from needing to do to simply being. Are there any other questions?
Any questions? Okay, block 15, Bountiful Block 15.
11.
Oh, wait a minute, where am I? Yeah. Bountiful Block 11. Sorry. Consciousness equals creation. Remember that what your consciousness is held firmly upon, you bring into existence in yourself. It is impossible for your life to contain anything that is not in your present or past accumulation of consciousness. Whatever you are conscious of in thought and feeling stamps itself upon the universal substance in and around you and brings forth after its kind always. This is a mighty cosmic law from which there is no variation nor escape.
Consciousness. Awakenness, and as your human beingness, through your emotions, through your mind, what happens, dear ones, when we become conscious? As you've learned in your mechanic physics, your quantum physics, if you look at a quark, an atom, an electron, in your peripheral vision, and just become aware of it without looking at it, it will shift and change. Consciousness, becoming aware, or awakening in some cases, is the shifting tool. It is the tool to change, knowing that change is all there is, and you're changing into a higher shifting state of awareness. Are there any questions about consciousness?
Well, this is so powerful because...
Read it again, dear one.
Remember that what your consciousness is held firmly upon, you bring into existence in yourself.
That's how powerful you are. There's the Creator creating. Continue, dear one.
It is impossible for your life to contain anything that is not in your present or past accumulation of consciousness.
Past lives and present, dear ones. Past lives and present. It's all being cleared during this ascension time, dear ones. Continue.
Whatever you are conscious of in thought and feeling stamps itself upon the universal substance in and around you and brings forth after its kind always.
It creates your weather, It assists in the geological formation of your planet. It doesn't confine itself to the atmosphere that creates your weather. It moves out into your solar system, affecting other planets within your solar system, and out into your galaxy beyond. For consciousness is energy, applied energy, and energy is boundless. Are there any questions?
Well, that's so powerful. So it tells us that what we focus on is how we create our reality.
And in being human, that is through your emotions, creating a thought, creating a word, creating a manifestation, creating a creation. It cannot be otherwise.
And you said that our consciousness goes out into the solar system and into the galaxy.
First and foremost, it is collected worldwide, then in your atmosphere, and beyond.
Now, are we receiving consciousness from other external cosmic sources that are affecting us?
You are not receiving a balance of giving or receiving at that time because of where you are within your evolutionary path. But it is your destiny to do so.
Like what?
Like when, dear one?
Okay, like when and what? What kind of
What will be the wisdom of the cosmos?
Hopefully it's
the loving. When will be when you decide through your freedom of choice and freedom of will to transmutate yourself into a higher form of existence by making it, allowing it to be a priority. So we ask you, what is the priority in your life now? A job? A relationship? Making money? The way and means that the ascended masters move from their human format into ascended mastership was allowing it to be a complete priority of their existence. Are there any further questions?
This is powerful stuff, Uriel.
Any questions online? Okay, we're moving on to Bountiful Blogs number 12, The Light of Source Never Fails. There are higher realms and frequencies ever present continuing to bless humanity in marvelous, silent ways and through their unconquerable power and intelligence, forever fulfilling the law of the eternal. The Light of Source never fails.
Dear ones, if we get nothing from this gathering at this time, place your hands upon your hearts again and feel our eternal love for you. Allow it to radiate into your heart. And as you receive that, to give it back out to all those around you, those of this particular gathering, physical form and internet form, to your family, to your friends, to any and all who you have compassion for your awareness of their present earthly existence, the poor, the handicapped, the dying, the unaware, the asleep. And thank yourself for being able to receive what you're receiving at this time. And commit that receiving to giving it to others who resonate, discern with receiving it themselves. Your love, dear one. You are loved by we and many forces beyond your comprehension. You are lovable. You are made of love. You cannot actually be anything else but love. Even the opposites of love that you choose to experience are aspects of love. There can be nothing but love. You are love. You are loved. You are lovable. Are there any questions?
I have a question. So when we're radiating that light out, that love from our heart out into the world, does the fact that we're not accustomed to doing that, is that the reason that we feel that it makes us tired?
No, dear one. In your case, the fatigue has nothing to do with that aspect. In fact, that procedure would energize you. There are other aspects creating fatigue, dear one.
Okay.
Would you like to know what they are?
Well, I didn't want to turn this into a private session, but yes, of course.
It has to do with your and many of humanity's activity within their mental body. Thinking you know when you don't know. Exhaustion from not being able to surrender. Exhaustion and not accepting how you have chosen to learn and forgiving it, including past and present lives, dear one. This is creating your fatigue and the fatigue of many others. Does that help you, dear one?
Thank you. But I am a little confused because when I consciously radiate the love out from my heart's core, I do feel more tired after doing that for a period of time.
It has nothing to do with the activity of expending the love, dear one. That does not take anything away from you. It recharges your beingness, dear one.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have several more of these, but I have to confess that in my humanity, statements like there can be nothing but love sound wonderful, but there is such a word as unloving behavior, and so it's sort of confusing when we say there can be nothing but love, when we know that in human activity and behavior there can be many unloving acts and thoughts.
Dear ones, you are learning what is through what is not. Humanity is having what you call unloving acts in order to know love. It's how you have chosen to learn to love. Is it an arduous, challenging path? It is one you have chosen, dear ones. It doesn't have to be that arduous.
Well, one way for it to be easier would be the next blog, which is number 13, and it's titled Gratitude. It is because humanity has forgotten to be grateful to life for all the blessings upon this earth that it has shut the door to peace and become bound by the chains of its own selfishness. The mass of mankind seeks the possession and holding of things, which is an inversion of the law of life. Life forever says to the individual, expand and ever let source for greater and greater perfection through you forever. As you receive from source, the law of life is to balance giving of oneself to further expand. Giving equals receiving equals giving equals receiving.
Gratitude equals abundance. If you can write that equation down, dear one. Gratitude for what is. And as many of you are aware, the human mind loves to focus upon what is not. If humanity could actually maintain and sustain a universal consciousness of gratitude, there would be an immediate quantum shift on the entire planet. Most of you would complete an ascension process, dear ones. That is how essential gratitude is. Gratitude. Being aware of what you do have. Many of you choose within your incarnational cycles to have so many things taken away from you, your ability to walk, your ability to think, your ability to know who you are, your ability to breathe easily or digest your food, as a process of simplification, if you will, to understand gratitude. It's one way to explain some of the diseases that you manifest within your humanity. Again, if humanity could accept with gratitude the planet herself, all of the elements upon the planet which maintain and sustain life, the gift of life itself, based upon love, you would become aware of the abundance. But you've taken the word abundance and often defined it by how many things you have, how much money you make, how many successful marriages or relationships you've had, how much sex you have, whatever it might be in the 3D materialistic definition of the word abundance. The word abundance has been hijacked, dear ones. Abundance has nothing to do with doing. Abundance has to do with beingness. And through the elevated consciousness of beingness, creating the doingness through gratitude. Are there any questions about this?
Wow, that's such a powerful teaching. There's so much in it. I'm not reducing it by throwing a little humor in, but I've been hearing T-shirt after T-shirt after T-shirt here. One of the last things you said that was so powerful was gratitude equals abundance.
There are many cosmic equations, laws, and exercises being given to you from the higher realm to assist you, dear ones, if you so choose to apply them.
Any questions? Okay,
good. I don't have a question, but I do want to make a comment. And I would ask that you comment on my comment. It seems to me over the past 5 years, let's say, I have been in gratitude for everything I had. And in at two particular times, I was in such gratitude for where I was living and the life that I had and everything that I had in my life. And then I found myself in a situation at both times where I pretty much lost it all. I'm wondering if you might comment on that.
What you call losing it all, in your particular case, dear one, is reintroducing yourself into the 3D reality. Allowing yourself to go back into community, back into brotherhood and sisterhood, in your particular case, dear one. That makes sense.
Oh, yes. Perfect sense. Thank you for the reminder.
That is our comment on your comment, dear one.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions online? Okay, we're going to move on to Bountiful Blog number 14, Purpose of Life. If thoughts and feelings of anger, hate, selfishness, condemnation, and doubt of the I Am Presence are permitted to remain in the consciousness of any human being, the door to perfection closes, and your existence becomes but a process of sleeping and eating until the energy drawn by the outer consciousness spends itself and the body is left to dissolution. It is to avoid such continual re-embodiment into limitation that it is so imperative for the individual to have conscious understanding of the purpose of life, because the knowledge of how to release love, wisdom, and power enables you to fulfill that purpose perfectly.
Learning to love the purpose of life. Read the first sentence again, dear one.
If thoughts and feelings of anger, hate, selfishness, condemnation, and doubt of the I Am Presence are permitted to remain in the consciousness of any human being, the door to perfection closes.
Stop, dear one. Dear one, fear, the lack of love, doubt to the human mind, ignorance to the human mind, fear, doubt, and ignorance are the factors holding humanity prisoner. If the fear can be eliminated to the cosmic love which we have discussed, if the doubt from the human body whether this is true or not and surrendering to the truth of it can be played, if you can simply surrender and realize that doubt, fear, and ignorance are massively at play within the human condition of this time, you can shift it. You can turn doubt, fear, and ignorance into love, into wisdom, into applied knowledge. Doubt will become eliminated. So we ask you, if you so choose, throughout your day, as you're plodding along through the 3D existence you have chosen to be a part of, learn the way you've chosen to learn. Be aware of where and when you are experiencing fear, doubt, and ignorance, and become aware they are a prison. Are there any questions?
Okay, it doesn't look like there's any questions online? Okay, move on to number 15, to know. Each individual knows a thing only when they attain the consciousness of it by the expenditure of their own energy, for then you feel it. Let me read that again. Each individual knows a thing only when they attain the consciousness of it by the expenditure of their own energy, for then you feel it.
You're beginning to understand the purpose of feeling, the emotive feeling, the essential aspects of being able to feel. Read it one more time, dear one.
Each individual knows a thing only when they attain the consciousness of it by the expenditure of their own energy, for then you feel it.
So you're beginning to see the relationship through that quite simple yet powerful phrase, the relationship of consciousness and the emotion and the emotive feeling. For the feeling is the pathway, if you will, of the consciousness. You have something called resonance, which has been called your internal gyro system, how you feel about it through your heart space in combination with discernment, how you think about it. You put the two together. If you trust and surrender to it, it will be a process of inside out, not outside in, of which pathway serves your highest good and is the best use of your energy and your consciousness. Are there any questions about this, dear one?
Thank you, Uriel. That was quite clear. We're moving on to Bountiful Blogs, number 16, Life as Perfection. Life is perfection, and it contains all perfect manifestation within itself. The only duty of the personality is to be a cup that carries and reveals the perfection of life. Until one obtains obedience from the outer senses and maintains a feeling of peace within themselves, there is an imbalance of the purity and perfection of life that is flowing through.
So there's a process of inside out, not outside in. Read the first sentence again, dear one.
Life is perfection, and it contains all perfect manifestation within itself.
So it is in divine order. Can you trust, dear humanity, the divine order of it? Through trusting yourself, through ownership, being the creator creating it. Learn the way you need to learn it. Question is, can you? If not now, when shall you choose it? Are there any questions?
Maria has a question.
Thank you, Julia. So when a problem arises, the way to face it is by trusting that it's something that is coming into my life because I chose to learn through that problem and just not worry so much. You know, how do I handle that? It seems that I have way too many problems.
Problem equals solution. Solution equals problem. If you can trust and surrender and truly know and apply that knowledge into the wisdom of, yes, I am bringing these things into my life to learn the way I need to learn. What predicates it continuing to be a challenge and difficult is the resistance to it. Is the resistance to the problem. In your case, dear one, it is a matter of wishing to get rid of it or to fix it.
Mm.
Does that help you?
Yes.
So are you suggesting that you shouldn't want to fix it?
We're suggesting that she see the relationship of the problem through ownership and its relationship to solution. Once that is in place, the need to fix it through the emotional, through the mental body, will not become necessary.
And that seems to connect to the next block, which is called discernment. Block 17. The lack of discernment in distinguishing the true from the false is the thing which makes mankind fail most often in the outer world. The one who determines to attain perfection can choose to train the outer activity of their mind to listen to no voice but that of their inner, mighty I Am presence. If you so choose, accept only its inner wisdom, its direction. Hear the light, see the light, feel the light, be the light of the infinite I Am.
The I Am, dear ones, is simply your connection to the higher realm, simply your connection to your eternal higher self. Read the first sentence again, dear one.
The lack of discernment in distinguishing the true from the false is the thing which makes mankind fail most often in the outer world.
So you have been given this gift, if you will, of something called discernment, how you think about it through your mental body. As we discussed earlier, we would add how you feel about it through the resonance of your heart space. You put these two elements together, your discernment and your resonance, and that is a process of inside out, not outside in, of a pathway that serves your highest good. What is permitted humanity from applying this is trusting that it is so. Are there any questions?
Well, thank you. That was very clear. We're moving on to Bountiful Blocks, number 18, Harmony and Peace. The average person's thoughts and feelings are nothing but a mass of chaotic pictures and negative suggestions which they have accepted from the world about them and keeps repeating and feeding them by their own energy through their attention. Order is heaven's first law, harmony and peace, the cohesive power of the universe. These come from one source only, and that is the mighty I Am presence of the universe, your God power self.
So you're in the process of learning to build these communities of peace and love and equality and harmony in order to achieve your evolutionary path. As you look around your world, can you say you have equality of peace and love and harmony? In large part, no. But these are the tools, the avenue, the pathway, if you will, to higher realm existence. The reason many higher realms do not make themselves known or available is because of the disharmony and the density within the frequency of where you reside, particularly the inner earth civilization. It would, in your language, pollute their environment. By simply becoming aware, conscious, as we have talked about, aware that peace and love and equality and harmony and balance does not exist, you can begin to affect an individuated quantum shift that can move into a collective shift if you so choose. Are there any questions?
Well, the first statement says that the average person's thoughts and feelings are nothing but a mass of chaotic pictures and negative suggestions that are accepted from the world around them.
And your media that you're using at this time is certainly supporting this.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going, because we've been told so many times, shut off the television. You can see why. You turn it on, and it's chaos, and we're bombarded with all that, the opposite of harmony and peace.
The average 4-year or 5-year-old child on your planet, dear one, experiences 5 million deaths and killings within its lifetime through your communication and entertainment vehicles. You might want to ask yourself, what does that create later within that individual's life?
So we should disconnect from our media and connect with source.
Or connect with the aspects of the Ethernet, which many of you are being and doing, that support all of what we are discussing at this particular time. These tenets, these laws, these equations. There are many worldwide who are connecting in communities of love and peace. It is through those connections that the quantum shift will take place, not through the established order at this time. Are there any questions?
That's very clear.
Okay, we're moving on to the final Bountiful Blocks, number 19, Permanent Perfection. Love, wisdom, and power are the primal attributes which life uses to build permanent creation. And when mankind ceases its self-directed discord, all life around it and in nature will express permanent perfection.
That is what this whole final phase, this end of timeline, if you will, is about, is a permanent healing to a permanent connection with the higher realm. As we've discussed earlier, this is the disconnect of those our relationship, if you will, where the demise of your golden ages took place. So we ask you to take a deep breath, dear ones, and realize for those who are in the physical and earshot presence of these teachings, you have received an energetic download of the wisdoms of each and every one of these tenets, these messages of wisdom. Allow them to go into your DNA, your RNA, your spiritual chakras, your spiritual DNA. And know, dear ones, that you can access the wisdom within these at any time in a process of inside out, not outside in. Thank yourself for showing up and receiving this gift. And for those who resonate with this gift, share it with others, dear ones. We are the archangelic realms of Uriel who come to you through the unconditional cosmic love that you are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Uriel.
I want to remind everyone that tonight is on a love offering basis. Listen, if you're online, you can go to theangelnewsnetwork.com to donate. Thank you.